Okay, the Siyata Dishmaya, here are the first set of booklets to Malabing. Bezer Hashem, we begin a new Malacha. Okay, so the mission, of course, in the Ayin Gimel Amir Aleph, in the list of the Avos Malachos, gives us Malabing. And what does Rashi say? What malabing is, so that also we have in our avenue booklet as well. Rashi over there in Hamalabno says Hamechapso binahar. You wash the tzemer that has been cut. We skipped the gozes. We went to the sidur of the past. We skipped gozes and gone on to malabing. I would like to do that one day as well. And you wash it in the river. You wash the tzemer in the river. One takes a look in the Rambam. So the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Yud and Halacha Yud Aleph. Let's see how the Rambam describes it. The Rambam says, "Hamalabin es hatzemer oyes hapishtin oyes hashani v'chein kol kayotze behen mimash shedarkon lehislabin chayiv." The Rambam describes to whiten the tzemer. And Rashi says, lechabes, to launder, to clean. In fact, the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph does agree with Rashi on some level, because if you continue on, it's actually quite an interesting Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph. Hamechabes begodim. Here the Rambam describes to launder, to... And we'll see in a moment how the Rambam describes the process. Hamechabes begodim rehu told us malabin v'chayev. So Rabbi Ribiat points out that there's really two different shitos over here. According to Rashi, if you take a look, Rabbi Ribiat, I photocopied for you on the third page, that according to Rashi, what you're doing is you're washing the wool, the way you would wash garments. That's what Rashi seems to say. That's A, on page 687. According to the Rambam, it's bleaching. It's not the... Another way of describing washing would be to scour the wool. According to Rashi, it is to scour. According to the Rambam, it's to bleach, to be malabe. Now, ultimately, as I pointed out to you, the Rambam also has lechabes. In other words, there's no machlokis in terms of lemaisa. As far as lemaisa is concerned, both according to the Rambam and Rashi, or Chayiv, from Mechabes Begadim, but these are two different parts of the process. Now, interestingly, the Rambam goes on, and this is going to occupy us, and has occupied us in Seder as well, a few of us in Seder as well. The Rambam goes on to say, V'hasocheid as ha-beged, continuing on in Halacha Yud Aleph, if someone squeezes out the beged, squeezes it out, ad sheyotzi ha-mayim shebo, to the point that it expels the water, hareza mechabes v'chayev, that's also considered mechabes. In other words, not only washings, what we describe as scouring the beged, but even squeezing out the water is mechabes and as well chayev. The Rambam continues, she has a beautiful analogy, which will actually be a raya to something we had said from Rav Nevinzal in a different malacha. She has schita mitzarche kibusi, because schita is part of laundering, part of cleaning, part of scouring. Kemo shehagasa mitzarche abishal. Just like hagasa, stirring is considered part of bishal. The way I understand the Rambam to what he's saying is as follows. The Rambam is saying that you have two stages. You could wash a beggar, and you could wash it, you could wash it. You could add as much water to it, scour it, and so on. But it's not going to be complete until you squeeze it out. Part of the process of cleaning it is shehaschita mitzarche kibus. The other English word would be wringing. Wringing the beged. That would, W-R-I-N-G-I-N-G. So then, in such a case, that would also qualify as a form of kibus. Like hagasa. In what way is it like hagasa? It's similar to hagasa because just like when it comes to bishul, so there you could be mevashel something, you put it on a fire, but it's not going to be entirely cooked until you mix it. We explained when we did the sugya of Hagasa, that if you just let the pot on the fire, parts of it will get burned, and parts of it won't get well cooked. So stirring it is what adds to the bishul. That's what we had said from Rav Nevinsal, the pshat of why it could very well be that you have something that's mavushal called tzarko, and then you do Hagasa on it, that's another level of bishul. So too over here. You could scour the beged, but it won't be the final oomph of the cleaning won't take place until you ring the beged. So this is the two explanations of Rambam and Rashi. As we're going to see, both are correct. Both of them are correct. The only machlokus is that the Rashi seems to understand that the process of washing, scouring is the av. The Rambam assuming that bleaching, cleaning it out is the av. And the other one being the tolada. But at the end of the day, there probably is no machlokus between them. But it is helpful just in terms of getting a sense of what the malacha is to see this machlokus between Rambam and Rashi, and Rabbi Ribiat's description is very, very helpful. In terms of understanding the basic shitas harishonim, today is really hakdama. In terms of understanding our basic shitas harishonim, so what we will do is start with a Gemara that becomes a launching point of machlokas between Rishonim, not necessarily the most important Gemara in regards to Malabim, but the way our Siman begins, and in many ways it is a launching pad to the basic sugyas in the Halacha. The Gemara on Kuf Mem Vav Amabez, it's not in your booklet. If you don't have a Gemara, you can sit down next to somebody who has one. Amar Rav Huna, the Gemara Kuf Mem Vavam Beis quotes Rav Huna, Hamenar Taliso B'Shabbos. If someone shakes his talis on Shabbos, Chayiv Chata. So then in such a case, that's an Iser D'Oraisa. V'lo Amran Ela B'Chadati. We're only talking about new garments. Aval Batiki Leslan Bav. When we're talking about old garments, then that doesn't apply. V'lo Amran Ela B'Uchmi. We're only talking about dark garments. Aval B'Chiyure or black garments. Aval B'Chiyure V'Sunki, white and red, Leslan Bav. And you need to be makbid on. Then the Gemara quotes a couple of stories where Amoraim were not makbid on their talis. So the Gemara tells us minaer is chayiv. It's unclear exactly what type of what you're being minaer the talis from. That will have a machlokus rishonim in. And then the Gemara says that it's only those materials that you'd be makbid. And the way most rishonim learn is the dark material you tend to be makbid. The newer materials you tend to be makbid, and the effect there is significant. If, however, we're talking about materials where the effect isn't significant, so then in such a case, it's heter gomor. Zokta heliga Rashi, haminar teliso min ha'afar. Rashi says that you're shaking off the garment from dirt. Chayiv chatas, dezehu libuna. You're going to be chayiv chatas because this is it's libun. This is its cleaning. By shaking off dirt from a garment. Tesis quotes Rabbeinu Chananel who disagrees. Tesis in Dibra Maschel Menar Talisai. Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel. Min hatal she'olav. We're talking about that there's water on it. The hainu kibus. Because that's kibus. What Tosis is referring to, ironically, is spelled out by Rashi, as Rabbi Kiva Eger points out, on Kuf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. And that is that generally, kibus and libun, one would assume, requires water. You need water to do a full job. That's how many Mefarshim understand. So therefore, Rabbeinu Chananel says that it must be that this garment was wet. The chiddush of Rabbeinu Chananel is that even if there's just a little bit of dew, so then in such a case that would be enough. We're going to see, of course, in Shulchan Aruch that the quote-unquote, kal v'chomer, then in such a case, that would, if there's water, then certainly one would be chayv. Tosis then claims that that the case of Rav Yosef supports, and then he rejects Rashi, and he says, avol b'nir min ha'afar k'depirish b'kontris, ein nira shiye shayach b'libun. But shaking off the dirt, like Rashi had said, it doesn't appear that that would qualify as libun. So we have a fundamental machlokus between Rashi and Tosas, which we're going to see are going to be deos amongst Rishonim, deos as well in the Shulchan Aruch. So far so good, Rabbosai? Beautiful. Of course, many of the Avrichim were discussing that Rabbi Akiva Eger points out that Rashi himself seems to contradict himself. Rashi and Kuf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph discusses another case that we're going to get to later on in a couple of shiurim. Let's just see it now. Doesn't hurt to plant the seed right now and seeing as many gemaras on the sugya as possible. 7 to 8 lines from the bottom of Kuf Mem Aleph Mem Aleph. Amar of Kahana, tit, if there is some type of grime, mud, lime, shalgabi bigdo, that's on top of one's beged, mechas chesro b'fnim, you're allowed to knock it off by rubbing on the inside, ve'ein mechas chesro b'chutz, but you're not allowed to knock it off on the outside. Rashi uses the term meshaf shifo, which is going to be a term that we're going to spend a lot of time in, to rub it off. So what's the difference between mi b'fnim umi b'chutz? Says Rashi, mi b'fnim, 4 lines from the bottom, d'lo muchecha milsa, it's not obvious that he's doing it laszuye kimalabin. If he's doing it on the inside, it doesn't look like malabin. Ubelabin mamish lo have it, but it's not malabin, the actual malacha malabin. In other words, it's only kimalabin. Hence, you could differentiate between whether he's doing it inside or outside. The ain no sin shamayim, because he's not putting water over there. So this sugya is an interesting sugya, the sugya of shifshuf. Sugya of Shifshuf seems to be talking about removing something that's only in Isur D'Rabbanan, and therefore it depends on whether you're removing it in a way that's obvious, then it looks like Malabin, and that's going to be Asur. That would be Shifshuf Bachutz. But if you have Shifshuf Bifnim, then it doesn't look like Malabin, but it's not Malabin itself, because you're not using water. Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger, wait a second. Rashi on Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph said that you're chayiv chatas even when you didn't use water. So that seems to contradict. In other words, according to Tosfos, it's kafta referach. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's beautiful that there is no water. If there's no water, that makes sense. It's the Rabbanan. But Rashi himself, one would have expected that Rashi would say that in that case as well, it should be an Isur D'Oraisa. So there is an answer to the Shaar HaTzion, which I'd like you to think about whether it's going to be the Mishnah Berurah Lishitaso in many other places as well, where the Shaar HaTzion develops a basic yesod in regards to the halacha of shifshuf. We're not going to spend too much time with that issue in the Be'er Halacha, in the Mishnah Berurah Shaar HaTzion right now. We'll focus on that in the right time. But let's see how he uses it in regards to Rabbi Kiva Eger. In Sif Katan Lama Gimel, Shin Beis Lama Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Umelabein mamish lohave de'enos in alav mayim. That's not considered melabein if you don't use water. And he quotes that in the name of Rashi, Sif Katan Mem Aleph. And then he asks Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha, V'lo domi lemay demechayvinon b'mina'er talas chadosh mina avok sh'alav l'shitas Rashi. At first glance, it seems to contradict the rule of shaking off the dirt. The Hassan says the Shaar HaTzion, mitzachtzeach habeged al yidei zeh, v'hu tikuno. The word litzachtzeach is an important word. It's used in modern Hebrew as well. It means to make the beged shine. You're shining the beged. You're entirely knocking out the dirt that the beged reaches the point of shining. Ma she'en ken kan. But over here it's different. She'ena rak she'meser atid. You're only removing the grime. This is a very important line in the Mishnah Berurah, which is going to create a lot of controversy. V'rosha malichlach adayin nishar alav. And there still is remnant of the dirt. What would be the best way to explain it in English, describe it in English? First, what comes to mind is that you have echoes of it, but that's audio. How would you say that there's remnant of it? There's a little bit of a trace. Good. There's a trace of the stain. There we go. We have a trace of the stain, and therefore it's going to not qualify as malabe mamish. V'haderech. And how do you get it off then? La'avir al yidei mayim. The only way to get rid of it is through water. And therefore, now we've answered Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. Rabbi Kiva Eger had asked that at the end of the day, Rashi on Kuf Mem Aleph says that when you shake off the tit, then it's not libun because there was no water. Yet Rashi on Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph said that in that case, there it's considered melabein, your chayev chatas, even though there was no water. So says the Shaar HaTzion, on Kuf Mem Aleph, we're talking about tit. In the case of the tit, the way in which you get out tit, if you have mud on your suit, you knocked off the mud of the suit, there still is a trace of that stain. The only way to get it out is how? Is through water. However, in Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, they were talking about, here Rabbi Kiva, Shaar HaTzion doesn't say it this way, presumably this is what he means, there we're talking about dirt. And there in that dirt, you were able to take it out to the point, Letzach Tzeach, that's even shining. So then in such a case, then there are two different cases, and there is no stira b'divrei Rashi. Bottom line is, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, I'm just planting a seed for down the line, so the Mishnah Berurah is saying, if you get rid of most of the stain, but there still is a roshem, that's some type of trace of the stain that's not there, that is not going to be the iser of malabe. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it seems that's only a mechzik malabe. That's the most that it seems to be. It's only a mechzik malabe. And therefore, we have no stira in the Rashi. So far, so good, Rabbi Osai. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Miyadav. Repeat the answer. Yeah, I'll do even better. I'll show you how it's quoted in Rav Nevin Salsaver. So you'll see it black on white. Okay. Obviously, I photocopied for Rav Nevin Sal's brilliant answer as well. But here he also summarizes the kash is okay. We have the stira and Rashi's. Say that again. Sure. With pleasure. Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. Rashi said that if you shake out the dirt, then you're over Yisur Doraisa. Zehu Libuna. Rashi on Kuf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph says that if you don't use water, it's not Libun. So Stira is, in the case of the offer, he didn't use water yet. We say it's Chayav Chatas. Rashi on Kuf Mem Aleph says that you're not going to be over unless you use water. That's the Kasha. Now let's read inside the way the Shaar HaTzion is crunched. What we saw before in Yerushalayim b'Mo'adeha, hint on the top. It says Menafetz. It says Melech Hashavas Menafetz. V'tiritz b'Shaar HaTzion. The Shaar HaTzion's answer is the little bit Gemara Medubar Shenidbak Tit Bebeged. There you had the line that was attached to the beged, the mud. Ubazet Ad Shelo Yite Mayim Lo Yabegim Meluban Kol Tzarka. Without putting the water on, it won't be clean. Lu'umazos LaHalon Baran Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. There was dirt on the beged. Generally, Rav Nevin Sal doesn't put people on the spot. I told Rav Mati, the one time in Shir he'll put people on the spot is a collector's item. The only time he'll get frustrated with Talmidim or put them on the spot is when it has to do with Tanakh. He gets frustrated if the people don't know Psukim in Tanakh. Frustrated in his way. It's in a soft way. But he won't call on anybody in Shir. He'll never put a Talmud on the spot, except when it comes to, he won't call out by name. He won't call on one person. But always say, where is this Pasuk? And usually the room is silent. A few times Rav Eli Tzadok spoke up and he knows Tanakh. But generally that's the one thing that he's Dorish. One time when he was teaching me was, he asked me this Kasha. He asked me this kasha, and he said to me, "What do you think?" And I hadn't been doing Sugum Lame, we were just doing Mishnah Berurah. Somehow I lucked out, I basically fumfed onto the Shartzian's answer. So he nodded, and then he said to me, he has another teretz. And this is a brilliant teretz. So he told me this teretz, and since then it has been printed up. Yeah, Rav David.
Two things. Rashi will say that there's libun without water, while Tosfos will say you must have water.
That's right. That's right. According to Shaar HaTzion. We're about to get to another answer, but according to Shaar HaTzion.
Secondly, leaving a stain or leaving a trace of a stain, that might be only in case where there's no water. But that you're not chayav if there's, unless you get it all out.
Right.
But if you use water and you still leave a stain, maybe then you're still chayav.
Yesh la'ayin. Yesh la'ayin. I hear the suffering. I need to think about it. So Rav Nevin Sal is a brilliant answer. Nevinsal says is medayig. I think the Felds came up with this something along this lines in Seder as well. Is that Rashi and Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph says Chayiv Chatas. Rashi says Dezehu Libuna. So they pointed out what's the subject? Dezehi Libuna. This is the way that it is whitened. This is mamish mesameach. Did Rashi ever say, is Rashi talking about meleches melaveh? Or Rashi is describing the way this item, this talis, is whitened. The way in which you whiten it is by being mina'er. So you'll say to me, isn't that melaveh? Well, not necessarily. Take a look at the way Yerushalayim Hamoed quotes. And this is what Rav Dan Salad also told me years ago. V'nir l'taritz od. Sh'rashi achein sover she'ein melaben el b'mayim. Ein achanami. Rashi holds that melaben is only with water. Uma she'kosev taliso me'ashabes menofer chayiv chatas d'zehu libun kavanoso dahave menafeitz. That's the malacha of menafeitz. Now, what is menafeitz? Menafeitz was actually a different malacha. Menafeitz was that you took the wool and you combed it to remove all of the impurities. It's actually the next malacha in the Mishnah. Your malabin, you would scour it with water, and then you would comb it for any other impurities. It kind of read that the water didn't get out everything. Now there, what you have is actually, it seems to me, some type of psoles. You're not scouring out the cleaning out the wool, but rather you're removing that type of the psoles that's caught in the wool. So that's what you're doing when you're doing menafetz. And therefore, v'sover Rashi d'niputz hu shemafrit chotayat somer zemizeh l'shem nikuyav. Just like when it comes to combing out, you're combing out the psoles, taking out the offer is that din as well. And then Rav Nevinsal points out something brilliant. That is actually the Lashon HaGemara in the Hemshech. The Lashon HaGemara in the case of Ula, the Ikla of Pumpadisa that we didn't do in Shir, but you should see and say there. The case of Ukla going to Pumpadisa, there it says that he was Menafze Gimlayu, that they did Niputz. So it's Mamish Mukhruch in the Gemara itself. This is worth $1 million. It's Mamish Mukhruch in the Gemara itself that we're talking about the different malach of Niputz. Now, Niputz is not so popular today. People don't think of it. If you ask somebody a shayla about taking out dirt, so it's in Shin Beis, taking out dirt, so they think of it as being malabim, but it's actually we're learning as much menapets today as we're learning libud. And Rav Nevinsal has two rayas. Number one, the Gemara in Bava Kama, as you see in the footnote, the Gemara in Bava Kama, Tzadi Gimel on the Beis, calls menapets malabim, as well as the Gemara in Ksubis on Kuf Vav Amir Aleph says Rav Huna was Naftzi Gilmayu, that he also shook out. So the term that's used to shake out dirt in Chazal is Niputz. What an amazing teretz. And everything is beautiful within Rashi. No, this is worth $1 million? This is beautiful. Mamish Kafta Refera. It's a beautiful teretz. Okay, so that is in regards to how to read the Gemara, and of course this brings us to Shin Beis Aleph. This is going to be a machlokus within Shulchan Aruch itself. Are you choshesh for this position of Rashi? Whether you explain the position of Rashi the way the Shaar HaTzion explains it, or you explain the position of Rashi the way the way Rav Nevinsal does, either way, this shita finds its way in Shulchan Aruch, whether it belongs in the malacha under malabim or nifutz. That's an open question. Zok dehelig mechaber haminaer talos chadasha shchora min hatal shealda hachayiv shaniur yafala kamo kibus. If you shake off, so then in such a case, if it has water inside, so then it's considered like kibus. And we're going to have to get involved. Etc. etc. I'm just showing you that this translates immediately into Shulchan Aruch. No mention of Shitas Rashi. The Ramah quotes the Shita Rashi, and the Or Zeruah, of course, is well known to follow in the Derech of Rashi. Yesh Omrim, the Ramah a line into Sif Aleph in his commentary. Yesh Omrim to also the Na'er Begem Min Ha'avok Shalov Gam Im Makbid Alav. The Tov Lachush Lidvarov. So here we go. Rashi becomes Aliba de Hilchasa, that one is not allowed to shake out the Beged and cause its dirt to be expelled. So even though the majority of Rishonim will disagree, this will be bottom line Halacha L'maisa, that shaking out dirt as well is going to be in Isur D'Oraisa. It's spelled out very succinctly and very clearly in the Shmiras Shabbos Kehilchasa. Let's take a look at the Shmiras Shabbos Kehilchasa. Maybe before we look at the Shmiras Shabbos, I added today to the Mar Mikomos, the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Lamites. It's actually a little bit of a pella to me that the way, I mean, I could explain it, but it might have been helpful for most Lomdim if the Moran HaChavetz Chaim had put this in the beginning of the Siman. All the way in Sif Katan Lamites, on Sif Tes, the Mishnah Berurah gives us what he, Hakdama. It would have been easier for most of us who decide that we're learning Malabe and start from the beginning to have that Hakdama where you normally have the Hakdama in the Mishnah Berurah. Normally the Mishnah Berurah puts his Hakdama at the beginning of Shin Yud Tes, beginning of Shin Yud Ches. Here, the Mishnah Berurah waited. There's a reason why, but for our purposes, I think that it might have been easier to have it in the beginning. So let's do it in the beginning now. In Sif Katan Lamites, the Mishnah Berurah has a summary. HaMelabein hu me'avos melachos. Melabein is one of the avos melachos. V'libun shayach bein b'tzem v'bein pishn v'bein v'chol sharminim k'derach shedarkon k'shedarkon l'islabein. Those things that it's normal for them to be whitened. The libun mikri called over shederach atzem v'pishn l'islabein al'idei zeh. Doing libun is through the manner of whitening the these above materials. We could skip the parentheses. Here's an interesting idea that's from that Rambam that we saw. The shiura b'chushu arach dal tfachim. The shiur, the iser, is four tfachim. And then we have the Mishnah Berurah continuing like the Rambam. Hamechabes begadim, if you scour the garment, hareda told us melavim v'chayiv. It's going to be a total melavim and you're going to be chayiv. V'chein hasochta. And also when you squeeze, because squeezing out is also a form of kibus. That's going to be an important line that we're going to come back to. Then he begins to discuss the different materials that kibus is going to be applied to. We're not going to discuss the materials yet. That will be in Mirtz Hashem either on Thursday or Monday. But this is the Mishnah Berurah's Hakdama, and the Mishnah Berurah also adds that we have two things that are happening. Number one is the Malabein, is making it white. Number two is being Mechabe, scouring. And number three is, as we saw, that Schita is going to be Chayiv, because Schita is Mitzarche Akibus. It's probably borrowed from the Rambam as well. That just like the Rambam had said that Schita is to Kibus, like Hagosa is to Mevashel, that the Mishnah Berurah crunches it as that Schita is Gamkein Mitzarche Kibus. Now over here, we need to make a very important point. And that is that Schita could be very confusing. And here I photocopied Rabbi Ribiat. Let's take a look at page 699. So I particularly chose Rabbi Ribiat because I wanted to have it very, very, very clear that schita could mean different things. Now, schita that we're going to discuss today, there's going to be three, I'm going to summarize that there are three different forms of schita. We, of course, learned schita, right? We thought we were finished with schita. What was schita that we learned? Schita we learned was a form of mefarek, a form of dash. That's one definition of schita. But schita also could be usher for two other reasons. Number one, schita forces out absorbed soil, points out Rabbi Ribiat on page 699. Schita will take something and you wring it out. It's going to force out the lichluch that's inside of a garment. That is going to be what type of iser? That's going to be malabin. Of course, that's not mefarig. Keep in mind that we discussed Shitas HaRishonim that said that schita is going to be heter gomor, mitzad mefarik, if you're not interested. The Ramban and others hold that if you're not interested in what's coming out, so then in such a case, it's going to be heter gomur. So, but there are times that even though you're not interested in what's coming out in terms of the water, but it's going to be usher because it's forcing out impurities. Then number two is something else. And this is going to segue into the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa summary, as well as understanding well Si'if Aleph. Number two is that any absorbed moisture is undesirable. If you have moisture inside that is undesirable for you by squeezing it out, so then that is also called malabing. By squeezing out the water that's inside of the garment, we're going to try to understand a little bit better how that works shortly, by squeezing it out, that is also going to be considered malabing. So you follow me, Rabosai? There are three different uses that we have of schita today. Number one is what we learned 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and that is schita in regards to mefarik. Then you have schita when it's cleaning out the garment. And number three, what we need to explain a little more, is when you don't want that moisture inside, that's also going to qualify as schita. So three different forms of schita. Last two are malabing. The first is an isser of dash. Okay. Now let's see a crunch from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa in our booklet is in the beginning, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk of Sif, excuse me, Beis, right after Yerushalayim de Ma'adea. And here, the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa is fantastic because it gives us a crunch of four different types of malabim, which will include all of the above discussions and more. But if you need to decide whether something is asur malabim, bottom line is, with all the chumras, with all the different shitas, in terms of halacha lemaisa, it's going to fall into one of these four categories, period. If it doesn't fall into one of these four categories, then the odds are it's going to be mutter, or you're just not creating the category correctly. One of the two possibilities. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, above, heim ofane himiku akulun b'isur libun. There are four things that are included in libun. Aleph. Shriyas ha-beged b'mayim o b'klichomer nikui acher. This is something that we haven't learned at all yet. And that is, sharyuso zei kibuso, the Gemara in Zavachim, on Tzadi Dalet Amin Aleph, going on to Tzadi Dalet Amin Beis, simply soaking a garment is considered cleaning the garment. That's Aleph. Beis, kibus ha-beged b'mayim o b'chomer ha-nikui. Scouring the garment. That's what we saw was Rashi Shita on Ayin Gimel Amin Aleph. Gimel, schitas ha-mayim shenispagu b'beged. Squeezing out water that has been absorbed into a beged, o niur ha beged me'amayim shabo, or shaking off the water that is on top of the garment, that's inside of the garment. Not only wringing it, but even shaking it off as well. Dalid hasaras halichluch hasfug beged ade shifshuf o niur. Gimel and Dalid is a machlokis between the mechaber and the Rama. The mechaber, let's start with the mechaber, said that the case of a minar taliso is shaking it off with water. That's Gimel. And Dalid, of course, the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa is just summarizing. He doesn't even tell you. This is the Ramah, and that is removing any type of lichluch that's absorbed into the beged, either through niur, that was Rashi, or al yidei shifshuf, or by rubbing it out, like we saw in the Sugya Kuf Mem Aleph. Obviously, in the Sugya Kuf Mem Aleph, it was only Durabanan, but there are times it might be Doraisa as well. Okay? So this is the crunch. Four categories of malabe. We saw that there also we were going to encounter the term schita, and not to be confused, the term schita could be used in different ways. So far, so good. Yes, Shmuel.
So just schita, we said that obviously if you're taking out the liquid, so that's not malabe. But if you're squeezing out any undesirable liquid,
any undesirable dirt or anything else, anything.
That's one type.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. What you said was true. That was just the second reason. Just in the repeat, in the order that I said last time, squeezing out dirt through the water, or for some reason, if you squeeze out water from the garment and you don't want the water inside, that's also going to be schita, and that's also going to fall into the category of malabe. Okay. Mitzuya. Okay. With this in mind, now we're ready to take apart the Shulchan Aruch, the Siyata Dishmaya. Says the Mechaber again. Let's read the Mechaber again. Haminar talis chadosha shchora minatal shala chayuv shehaniur yofelo. The shaking out of the water is good for it. Kemo kibus. Like kibus. V'hu shemakbir aleo shalo lalov shal belo niur. With the condition that you be makbid not to wear it without shaking out the water. Then the Rama says the Kal v'chomer that we mentioned earlier. V'kol shekein she'asa l'na'er beged she'nasha b'mayim o she'yardu alav gishamim. Certainly, if water has fallen on top, that it's going to be aser. Remind me that we must get back to the definition of chadasha, but let's stay in our mode of analysis of trying to understand the different gidrei ha'isur. So says the Mishabura, that's why I'm skipping Aleph. Remind me, I have to get back to Aleph. Sivkatan Bey says the Mishabura Shchora. Aval chivri v'sumki leslan bov, atam di b'chadasha u'shchora minkar hayipui al yedei haniyua. That it's clear that the garment is being improved by shaking it off. U'mashikasav shemakbid aleha, atam da'oz chashiva haniyua kmo kibus. When you're makbid, then it's considered kibus. Aval ein darko lahakbid, it's not going to be an iser. If there's no improvement that you're making to the garment, so then in such a case, it's not going to be called malabe. Let's take a look at Sifkatan Dalid. Chodosh shemakbid alav, says the Mishnah Bura. Ratzalomar demistamahu makbid alav lina'er, lefi shemiskatzer al yedei mayim. Now here, the Mishnah Bura introduces a variable that the Magen Avram says. The Magen Avram, if you have your Shulchan Aruch with Perushim, it might be Kedai because we can also make reference to the Gra as well. The Magen Avram says in Sifkatan Beis, Chodesh Shemakbid Alav, Lefi Shemiskatzer B'mayim Kolboy. The Gra also quotes this Kolboy. And that is that the category that we saw from the last category in Rabbi Ribiat, that squeezing out is going to be usher not only when you're squeezing out to get out dirt. By the way, the simple reading of the Rambam, his beautiful formulation, it sounded like to me that you were getting out dirt, that it was cleaning out more. The Kolbo holds not that way. And the Mishnah Berurah assumes that the Rambam also doesn't hold that way, based on the Magen Avraham. And that is, if you're squeezing out the water because you'd be makbid, why? You don't want the garment to shrink. Because you don't want the garment to shrink. Since you don't want the garment to shrink, that's also going to be an Iser of Schita. That is going to be an Iser of Schita. Says the Gra, in Dibur HaMaschil V'Dafka, that fits in beautifully with what we go on to say, that when it comes to even an older garment, if there's a lot of water, then in such a case, you would be makbid. In other words, in a new garment, you're makbid even in a small amount of water. In a large garment, in a lot of water, even in an old garment, that's going to be usher. That's what the Gra points out, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkatan Dalet. Va'afilu im abeged yashan, even if the garment is old, sarach lizar min nalar or min amayim b'chozik, pe'inyin shiyov l'dei schita bosanir, ki yedua, kishabeged b'lu amayim hu nischat yofe al yedei haniyur. It will be improving the beged when you squeeze out a lot of water. How do you understand this iser? What is this third category that Rabbi Ribiat pointed out that based on the Magen Avram, which is Mefurish in the Mishnah Bura? So I think if you read that Gra carefully in Dibur HaMaschil V'Dafka, that the Gra is saying as follows. Since it's normal when you do kibus to wring out the garment, that's normal, then by definition, that's considered mitzarchei kvisa. It's considered part of the kvisa. You remember we saw the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkatan Lamites, where the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkatan Lamites said that v'chein asochton she'aschita gamke mitzarchei kibusu. Anything that's done in the process of kibus, that, by definition, is called kibus, even if it's not expelling the dirt. I thank Ramati and Rav Yosef for helping me come up with this formulation. That's how it would seem according to the Gra. Now, I put on the Maror HaKalmus of Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Shulchan Aruch HaRav seems to have a different Havana. I decided not to photocopy it for you and not to to give it to you, because at the end of the day, I have difficulty with Shulchan Aruch Rav's pshat. I'll allude to the difficulty by pointing out that I think you have to say the pshat that we just said, because if you don't say that pshat, why is there an iser schita if A, you're not cleaning it, and B, you're not interested in the water that's coming out? So the Gra says as follows. The Gra says that when you have a brand new garment, when you wash it, and you don't want it to shrink at all, so even the smallest amount of water, you're going to squeeze out immediately. So when you wash it, mitzarche kvisa is to squeeze it. When you have an older garment, you're going to be makpid when you wash it to squeeze it out when there's a lot of water. This is the pshat in Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalit based on the Gra. Otherwise, it's difficult to understand what exactly is going to be the nature of this form of schita. So three forms of schita. One's mefarik. The other one is obvious that's a chelik kvisa. This one is more mechudash. And this is going to be, that's going to be the nature of that iser. Okay. Now we go to two last points. One small, but large in terms of halacha lemaisa, and one that is going to continue with us throughout our limud together of malabim. What is the definition of a beged chadash? What's the definition of a beged chadash? So here in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Aleph, he tells us, v'chadosh mikri im lo nishtamish bo adayin harbi. It's called chadash if it hasn't been used a lot. She'od nir abav chidusho, and then in such a case, he's makbid even for a smallest amount of water. And as well, the Rama points out that when it comes to niur, you're going to be makbid to shake off even a little bit of dirt in a new beged. When it comes to an older beged, you might be less likely to be makbid in. So this halacha of makbid and davar chadash is important not only in terms of the act of laundering, but also in terms of shaking out the dirt according to Shitas Rashi. Rav Nevinzal Shlita has a interesting shita in regards to a bege chadash. He says, "Big day Shabbos v'chula hamakbid al nikyonam chashivi lechadashim gam im nishtamish bohem harbe." Basically, to put it in colloquial terms, Rav Nevinzal holds every Shabbos suit would have a din of beged chadash. In other words, he assumes that anything that's a beged that's worn on Shabbos is a beged that you're going to be makbid on. And therefore, what comes out is a chumrah that this halacha of malabing is going to apply even with a yashan if at the end of the day it is big day Shabbos. I saw that this is not only Rav Nevinzal Shlita's position, Rav Karelitz, who should have Refuah Shleima as well. I photocopied it for you in the Yitzchak Ikari. I have that from Rav Nevinzal in our booklet. If you take a look right before the last entry of Rav Ribiat, you'll see that Rav Karelitz on page Reishud Aleph, Beged Chodesh Kol Shenirek Kebeged Shel Shabbos. Bichlal chadash haven. That's considered chadash. Eina makbid al nir, hainu shepam holech kach below nir. That eina makbid means that there are times that you go out with it without nir. So, for example, when it comes to, let's say, you're like me, so you have a little bit of dandruff. So sometimes you'll shake off the dandruff, but when you never go outside before shaking off the dandruff, some people are like that, eina chanami. For that person, then the halacha would be different. But then that wouldn't qualify as taking off. By the way, dandruff is a bad example, because dandruff might not be... I wasn't talking about dandruff for myself. I was using that as a dugma, something that a person is not makbid on. So let's say a little stain, right? On somebody on his, let's say, his davening jacket, right? So he wouldn't be as careful necessarily on his davening jacket that he would be careful for when he goes to a wedding. So then in such a case, that would be something that qualifies as enomakbid. Why is dandruff not such a good example? Because if you take a look, the Ramah concludes, in end of Sif Aleph, avo mutar lohasir hanotzos min abegir b'shabbos, that if you have feathers, so those are allowed to be removed on Shabbos. So yesh lefalpel where dandruff falls in that regard. If dandruff is not embedded, now, if there's a lot of dandruff, it's been sitting for a while, then it'll get embedded. But if there's a little bit, so then in such a case, yesh ladun, there could very well be that in such a case it would qualify as notzos, as something like feathers. So here, Rav Nissim Karelitz gives us both definitions. Number one, he says, a beg chodesh, every Shabbos garment should one should be choshesh, is considered beg chodesh, and his definition of eino makbid, which will apply both in regards to shaking off a little bit of water as well as shaking off dirt, will apply to those instances where you'd be makbid never to go out with it without it being cleaned. Obviously, if you didn't notice, that doesn't apply. But if you would notice, you'd be makbid. So that's Rav Nissim Karelitz's is a very practical definition of those halachos. Tov. So far, so good, Rabbosai? Beautiful. Okay. Now is the last part. Here comes the doozy. Right now, we have a very simple world. A beautiful answer from Rav Nevensal, the Sharetzian's approach, v'chulei v'chulei. We have two shitas. Mechaber lines up with Rabbi Yochanan and Tosas. Rashi lines up with the Ramah. La halacha, we're choshesh for all of them, as we saw in the Shemir Shabbos Kilchus. Tov, very nice. However, the Be'er Halacha, in Dibur HaMaskil, Yesh Omrim, and this, we'll conclude with this, and we're going to come back to this, the Be'er Halacha points out that there is a bomb kasha, he thinks a bomb kasha, not everybody agrees, a bomb kasha on the Shulchan Aruch. He can't believe that it's only a Yesh Omrim in the Ramah that the Ramah concludes Tov Lach Ushludvarav, that if you have dirt inside of a garment, then you got it, then you have an Yisur. But everybody else holds that dirt is not a problem. He says it can't be. Why? So let's read the whole Be'er Halacha together. Dibur HaMaskil Yesh Omrim Doslin Har. Mashma Milashon HaRamah. Diladeya Rishona, Dimifarshe Inyan Binir Mital, Lesbazafilu Isura. He holds that there is no Isur if there's dirt. In other words, the way the Shulchan Aruch is set up seems to, this is on the bottom of page Pei Vav, seems to suggest that Rov Rishonim hold that to knock out dirt from a garment is going to be Heter Gomor. The Rosh quotes Rashi and rejects him because the Rosh says the Rosh is like the majority of Rishonim who say that knocking out dirt is not libun, but asks the Shilte Hagiborim on the Rosh. Vahalo a rush ba'atzmo pasak the cheskuse sudra aser in sifhe. You know what? Turn to sifhe because this is going to obsess us for a while. Take a look at sifhe. The conclusion of sifhe. Conclusion of sifhe hey, is l'shafshef. I'm adding words just to make it fit into the words. L'shafshef besudar. I'm reading from the mechaber asur to shake off on a sudar. What's the sudar? The sudar is the borsalino. Sudar is the hat that they used to wear, but they didn't wear a hat. They wore ituf. They wore a turban. I will sudar aser. Rav Andy Yudin asked me if you wear tefillin during mincha, so then maybe you should wear a talis also during mincha. So I said to me, the Nevensel said that if you have a talus nearby, you should wear a talus. Because a talus, is Nevensel holds, is a higher darg of ituf than a hat. Once upon a time, they used to have a sudar, and the sudar would wrap the entire head, and that would be ituf in the time of Chazal. So now the sudar was their hat. So whether you're wearing a black hat or you're wearing a Yankees hat, at the end of the day, the hat is something that everybody would see. Avo sudar asur. It's asur to be meshafshef a sudar. A chaluk. What's the chaluk? The chaluk was the shirt that you wore under your robe, under your frock. So that chaluk, people didn't see as much. But the baseball cap you're wearing, or the hat that you're wearing, or the sudar that you're wearing, That everybody sees. So you're going to be more makbid. You're miscaving to l'sachzo. So asks the Shildagi Borim, the Rosh himself, if you will, paskins like we have in Sif Hei. That's a Beferish Gemara on Kuf Mem Aleph, right? On Kuf Mem Aleph, that's a Beferish Gemara that says, Delishav Shef Hasudar is Aser. So how could it be that we just learned what? How could it be that we just learned that only according to Rashi is shaking out the dirt going to be a problem of Malabing? Even the Rosh himself, who disagrees with Rashi, is quite knows that halacha. He paskin that halacha back into the Ber halacha. Valo Rosh ba'atzmo pasuk sasuche sudra aser mipnei shemichav l'tzatzko v'avim kamalavim mashma to call oludi chivri. Anything that creates olid from lashon molid that creates chivra, creates clearness. In other words, makes it look clean and sparkling. And over here, no one's concerned about offer. But didn't we learn when it comes to Sudar? Now, a lot of halacha l'maaseh, Rabbosai, revolves around this bare halacha. Okay, everybody follow the kasha? Says Chavetz Chaim, a chidush. He says, over here, by Olid Chivri, by the Sudar, no one differentiates between whether you're Kapit or not. But over here, it depends on your Kapit or not. But in our sugya, we see that kapti is important. Says the Be'er Halacha, Tzvei Dinim. There's one din called Tzichtzuach, and there's another din called Malabim. When it comes to the din of Tzichtzuach, so then in such a case, then objectively, if you make it sparkle and clean, so then avada, it's going to be aser. But over here, you don't make it sparkle and clean. Here you just shook off some of the dirt. The only time that it's considered in Isur, even according to Rashi, is when you're makbid. You're still going to be some effect of the dirt inside, even when you shake off the dirt. There you're making it sparkling clean. To make it sparkling clean, even the Rosh and the Tur hold that it's going to be usher to shake out the dirt. But in our case, you're not making it sparkling clean. So then we have a machlokas when you're menaher talisa, in such a case, what the halacha is going to be. I just want to finish the whole idea of Ben Zion, then I want to. All of Gan Eden comes out right now, so I need to make sure that have all the ducks in the right order before we add Ha'aretz, because there's a lot to say. Okay, so this is the yisod of the Be'er Halacha. Okay, Hayotze mikol zeh. What emerges from all this, says the Be'er Halacha, da filo das hamatirin. Even the mechaber who's mekel is only going to be mekel if you shake out a little bit of the dirt. Go like this. That's where you. Now we're going to understand where the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa talks about the different levels of knocking it off. So if you do a tnua raka in the language of Reb Shlomo Zalman, if I'm not mistaken, if you're just shaking it off a little. So then in such a case, according to the Mechaber, there's room to say that it's going to be mutter. Nir ba'alma ben avak shalav. And nir ba'alma, according to the Ramah, is going to be aser. Avol mikaskes u'mishaf shefes abegin. But if you rub against it, lahasim menu aksam in kideli aposo, to remove the entire stain, l'kuli alma yesha al-kalpan misur b'zeh. For sure it's going to be an iser derabbanan. What comes out is that according to the rush, it's going to fall into the category of olid chivra. Mashma that olid chivra is an iser d'rabbanan. It's not going to be an iser d'raisa. If I'm not mistaken, Rabban Zion was mefalpel in its different context. Maybe there are times it might be makah patish and not malabim yesh lefalpel over here. But at the end of the day, it's for sure going to be aser lekule alma. Okay, so this is the Be'er Halacha. This is how we paskin Aliba de Hilchasa in the standard Kitzer Sfarim today. For example, take a look at the Shmur Shabbos Gilchasa in the last page of your booklet. Let's take a look. Perek Tezvov Si'if Chaf Hei. Beget Shislach Lech Ba'avak. If you have a beget that has dirt on it, Imu beget shiragilin lahakbid on lekiono. If it's a beget that you normally makbid, ukid lahalon, asul anaro lahasir savak shalav bechol ofen shu. Then you're not allowed to knock it off at all. You hear Rabosai? If you're makbid, you're not allowed to knock it off at all. What's that? Now we're going to take apart the Shmur Shabbos Gilchasa and put every sentence where it belongs in Simon Shin Beis. This is mamish gishmak. This is the Ramah. The Ramah who says that you can't shake off the dirt. That's the first line in Shmur Shabbos Gilchasa. The second line, imu beged she'ein regilin lahakbid al nikyono. If it's a beged that you're not makbid, mutter lachvot bo biyad raka. Then you're allowed to have a small shake. O bimatlis yevesha shebiyad, or you're allowed to use a tissue. O linar bimait. In order to remove the dirt. So if it's a beged shemakbid the Shabbos suit, Rabosa, you hear this? You're not allowed to even go like this if it's real dirt. If it's anything that's embedded into the cloth, then you're not allowed to even go like this. I remember as a kid hearing that there's a difference between going like this and really rubbing it off. But I don't remember as hearing as a kid that going like this is going to be asur on one Shabbos suit. If it's not embedded at all into the cloth, then it's notzos. That's why maybe there's room to be matir when it comes to dandruff. But anything else, that's going to be what? That's going to be malabin according to Rashi, malabin min ofer. What if it's a beggar that you're not makbid? Let's say it was on, even on your a Shabbos garment, but a Shabbos garment that's covered. What would an example be? I mean, it depends on whether you wear a vest or you don't wear a vest and so on. But maybe even your Shabbos shirt. You don't, if you're someone who always goes wearing your jacket, so then in such a case, maybe that qualifies maybe as a beged shein makbid. So then in such a case, in niur raka, that's going to be acceptable. Oh, what's the oimek hasvara? What's that idea? That on a beged that you're not makbid on, so then you don't have chumras rashi, but the whole world, even the mechaber agrees, everybody agrees, that oilid chivra is going to be asur. So what does it mean, ole chivra? To make it sparkling. So if you're just using a tnua raka, then there's no way it's going to make it sparkling. But if you're really going to get it out, the stain, you're going to get out the stain entirely, so then even if you're not using water, according to everybody, according to Be'er Halacha, it's going to be us. So that's the oimek of the second line of the Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa. Again, nachama, let's read the Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa again. Beged shislach lech ba'avak, imu beged shuregil lahakbid al nikyono k'dalan aslanaro. Then you're not allowed to do anything. Why? That's shitas Rashi. Skipping two words. Achimu beged she'en regil lahakbid al nikyono. But if it's a beged that you're normally not makbid, then mutter lachlo bo biyad raka, then biyad raka is going to be mutter. But biyad kasha, it's going to be asur. The shaf shef and so on is going to be asur. Why? Because that's all at chivra. If that's all at chivra, then that's asur. Even the kule alma. So far, so good, Rabosai? Good? Tough. Oh, just want to point out to you that the Aruch HaShabbos says, if I was the Chafetz Chaim, sounds like a novel, if I was the Chafetz Chaim. Aruch HaShabbos says, if I was the Chafetz Chaim, I might not have come to that conclusion. If you take a look at Sifkat and Chavav, here is a collector, Rav Rubin questions the Chafetz Chaim's Chumrah. And we're going to, the reason why I'm mentioning this is because we're going to see that's going to get into the Mineu Bei of how to read Sif Hei, Sif Zayin, and many other things. And there's this common theme that's running through Mishabura. Toby Rabinsia wanted to weigh in on that, and I apologize I didn't let you talk because I just wanted to make sure that all the ducks are in the row. But if you take a look, I think there might be a common theme about how Moran Chofetz Chaim learned, which might be dependent on Kadmonim, while there might be other Kadmonim that disagree, and sort of setting up what's going to be in the future. So the Archa Shavs in Sifkat and Chavav says as follows: Velule Divrei Mishnebura, second to last page in the booklet. Hayimakam Lomar Di Iser Alude Chiyure Eino Inyan Lanikui Beged Miksamim Klal. He said, if you would have asked me, I would have said that the sugya of Alide Chuvra on Kuf Mem Aleph has nothing to do with cleaning garments. Shere kiskuse sudra mayr achar shabeg mechubas, el shemitoch shachar kivas nasa beg kosha, lo aya libu nira hetev. What it was softening the garment so that it sparkles. Vayidei kiskus habeg et hoya libu nira hetev. Moshe l'mada v'doma, I only mean this as a mashal. It's like what they have in black hats. What do they do when they clean hats? There's two dinim in cleaning hats. I always complained that I actually went to fantastic elementary school. But one thing that was a little perverted there was that my 8th grade Rebbe spent more time teaching us how to wear a hat than how to wear tefillin. So in the yeshivas, how to wear a hat is a very, very important thing. So you know, this was very important when we were in 8th grade. So when it comes to cleaning a hat, in a way, it was very beautiful because our Rebbe wanted us to look presentable. That was a nice idea, but no one really taught us how to put on film. So when it comes to cleaning a hat, there's two things. First thing you do is you brush the hat off from the dirt, and then there's something else. They steam the hat, right? They steam the hat. So Mashal Amad Davar Doma says that I'm using it only as a mashal. Says the Archa Shabbos, he would have understood that the sugya of Olad Chivra, he would have explained that the sugya of Olad Chivra be understood as making it shiny, akin to like steaming it. You had the sudar is kasha after the kibbutz, and you flatten out, you make it sparkling. But that has nothing to do with the dirt. That has nothing to do with the dirt. The Chavetz Chaim is saying there's two levels. There's removing the basic dirt, and then there's removing more dirt, getting into it deeper, and then you're removing all the dirt. Says the Archa Shabbos, he would have learned that the sugya of Olad Chivra is entirely different din. It's entirely different sugya, period. So this is the Chavetz Chaim's Chiddush. This is how we paskin, most paskin la'alacha. But you should be aware that there are other ways of understanding the sugya of Olad Chivra. And we're going to see, I'm going to speculate, that there are other shitas, lishitasam, that are going to go against the Chavetz Chaim, and the Chavetz Chaim, al pi lishitasam, is going to reject those other shitas. Rav Ben-Zion, still good. Okay, keep on steiging. This, Bezer Hashem, completes the Dharma.